Chapter 1. At the Foot of the Mountain. O Shepherd of all the flock of God, watch over thy lambs and feed them, for thou alone through the rugged paths, in the way of life, canst lead them. It would be hard to find a lovelier, more picturesque spot than the valley on the southwest side of Cadaridris, where nestles the little village of Llanfihangel-y-Pennant. Above it towers the majestic mountain with its dark crags, its rocky precipices, and its steep ascents, while stretching away in the distance to the westward lie the bold shore and glistening waters of Cardigan Bay, where the white breakers come rolling in and dash into foam, only to gather afresh and return undaunted to the charge. The mountain and the outline of the bay and the wonderful picturesqueness of the valley are still much as they were 100 years ago. Still the eye of the traveller gazes in wonder at their wild beauty, as other eyes of other travellers did in times gone by. But while nature's great landmarks remain, or undergo a change so gradual as to be almost imperceptible, man, the tenant of God's earth, is born, lives his brief life, and passes away, leaving only too often hardly even a memory behind him. And now, as, in thought, we stand upon the lower slopes of Cader Idris and look across the little village of Llanfihangel, we find ourselves wondering what kind of people have occupied those rude grey cottages for the last century. What were their simple histories, what their habits, their toils and struggles, sorrows and pleasures? To those, then, who share our interest in the place and neighbourhood and in events connected with them, we would tell the simple tale which gives Llanfihangel a place among the justly celebrated and honoured spots of our beloved country, since from its soil sprang a shoot, which, growing apace, soon spread forth great branches throughout the earth, becoming indeed a tree of life, whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. In the year 1792, nearly 100 years ago, the night shadows had fallen around the little village of Llanfihangel. The season was late autumn, and a cold wind was moaning and sighing among the trees, stripping them of their changed garments, lately so green and gay, whirling them round in eddies and laying them in shivering heaps along the narrow valley. Worn and watery, the moon, encompassed by peaked masses of cloud that looked like another ghostly Cader Idris in the sky, had risen, and now cast a faint light across a line of jutting crags, bringing in